Calgary regroups on their own side of center ice. Strom puts some pressure on them. Huberdeau comes back to help out. Delivers the puck to center ice. Ernazem Kadri moving in with Uyghur. Goes into the slot. Can't get a shot away. Lacombe there defending. Here's Ryan Strome back behind his own net. Moves it up to his own line. 4:15 to go. In OT, here's Terry. Moving the puck, then fell a little off balance. Turned the puck over in front of the Calgary goal. Back to center come the Flames. Here they come towards the net. Backlund knocked down on a check. Here comes Anaheim back. 3:55 to go. Leo Carlson in front of the net. A shot. They score! How did this happen? The Ducks win the game in overtime with 3:49 left. 4-3 the final, and they mob Cutter Gauthier.
Well, I'll tell you how it happened, Steve. On the far side, great wide speed by Leo Carlson, then he stops up on a dime, sends it east-west to Cutter Gauthier, who unleashes a bomb that beats netminder Dustin Wolf far side high, and then he pulls off the heartbreaker, Sully. Oh yeah.
One of the more exciting games this season.
The Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. Download and registration required at participating Mickey D's.
Wow! Can you imagine what the post game will sound like now with Emerson Edom and Alexis Downey just moments away from that? I'll tell you, this one's going to go down in my book. Been here for, 24 years? I'm never going to forget this hockey game. And I don't think all the crowd here at Honda Center will forget it either.
Neither I and Steve. All you listeners thought Edie and I was good previously on the post-game show. Oh, boy, do we have a treat for you tonight.
They are coming up next. Again, the numbers, 4-3 Ducks win in extra time. They're outshot 39-23, but now head to Los Angeles for a game with the Kings tomorrow night after this incredible come-from-behind effort. So we'll be going to the post-game show after the upcoming commercial break. I want to thank Vic Pence, Rick Cutler, and all the folks at Skyview for their help. 4-3 the final, and the final scoring play, Gauthier from Leo Carlson at 1:11 of OT. All I have left to say, can you believe all of this? Stay tuned for the post-game show with Emerson and Alexis coming your way next on DuckStream. It's powered by TuneIn.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Hey everyone, Adnan Verk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Verk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Verk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
This spring, the world's best figure skaters rock the ice. Rock Stars on Ice 2025 Tour with world champions Ilya Malinin, Madison Chalk and Evan Bates, Amber Glenn, Isabeau Lovito, Jason Brown, the legendary Elvis Stoiko, and more. Rock Stars on Ice, directed by Kurt Browning. Coming to Honda Center May 17th. Get tickets at starsonice.com.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort is waiting to be discovered. Sure, you might have been on It's a Small World. Who doesn't love that? But have you found your inner hero at Avengers Campus? Avengers Assemble! Or have you dropped on in to check out Tiana's Bayou Adventure? Discover your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort. Park tickets and reservations required. Visit Disneyland.com for details.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Well, if there's one thing we've learned in 78 games with this Anaheim Ducks team this season, it's that they do not give up. They are a very resilient team, and that's what we saw here in overtime tonight. The Ducks taking down the Calgary Flames 4-3, the final here. Welcome into the postgame show alongside Emerson Needham. I'm Alexis Downey. Emmer, I'm smiling up at the Jumbotron right now because that little boy who kept getting cheered for got to meet the players in the locker room, and they just showed it on the screen. But what an evening here at Honda Center, a game that was not the best by any stretch for the Anaheim Ducks, but they found that spark late in it.
You know what? First off, in regards to maybe the turning point of the game, which was that young man being featured on the Jumbotron, right? And what happened was, for all those that were tuning in here and didn't maybe see, of course, the visuals on the Jumbotron, the video or the camera would pan to a Flames fan. The crowd would erupt in boos. Then they would the camera would pan to this young boy who was, what, maybe five, 6 years old here. The crowd would erupt in cheers and back and forth, boos, cheers, and so on and so forth. But the players of the Ducks, and of course, with some help with some Anaheim Ducks staff, got this great experience for this young boy who really pushed this Ducks team over the top, gave them the energy that they needed, and I really think it started from there. Am I not mistaken?
No, I think you're definitely right there. They needed a spark. It lit this arena up. It's always a little better when it's loud in here for the players because they feed off that energy, and it seems like that's what we saw here in this game tonight, an awesome ending for the Anaheim Ducks, getting back to 500 as well, 35-35-8 on their season. So let's find out how they did it tonight. No highlights for you in the first period. It was scoreless after that first period of play. We moved into the second. Billy Huso got the start in net, his second start since joining the Ducks organization, and he made a big save about 12 minutes into that second period on Nazem Kadri.
All right, here's Lacombe dropping it back out for Troy Derry. You're going to score goals, you got to take shots. You're going to take shots, you better put them on goal. Here are the puck center ice. Here comes Calgary, 2-on-1. A shot and a pad save there by Anaheim goaltender Ville Husso.
Nazem Kadri, he doesn't miss many of those. He was just inside the top of the circle on the near side. It was a 2-on-1. A little bit of patience there as he doesn't release it right away. Well, he tries to go on the short side here, right over Husso's left pad. That doesn't get through.
Ville Husso, 36 of 39 in the net tonight. He had to step in because the Ducks on a back-to-back. You got to give Dostal a little bit of time, and what a great performance from him. I mean, going back to his first start against Utah, also, solid game from him. Unfortunately, the Ducks not getting the win there, but they make up for it tonight, and they get him the win.
Yeah, look, he was phenomenal. To hop in there, do what he did, I mean, that was something else. And you know what? I tell you what, he looked good in Utah, and you know, he looked just phenomenal. I mean, for him to step in, and if it wasn't for him, it would have been a different story, right? I mean, there was so much shot volume against him early on in the first period, followed up by a second period, and really not until well past the midway mark of the second period did the guys really start to have one goal in mind, and that's just to take whatever shots were going against them, channel that energy, and put those shots on Dustin Wolf. But he held down the fort there for a while.
Very deserving of this game here tonight with all of the success that he's had with the San Diego Gulls, which, by the way, a bunch of their staff was here tonight in the press box watching this game. So definitely happy for their netminder, now turned the Ducks netminder here tonight. One goal game after the second period, it was Michael Backlund with the goal. We moved into the third, and that's when the Ducks turned it on after spending a lot of time on the penalty kill throughout this game. They finally got into the O-zone. It was Trevor Zegras, 11:49 into the third.
Here's Colangelo. The Ducks fans, let's go Ducks. Need a goal here soon.
Well, the backup game here for the Anaheim Ducks has just got to get better. And Trevor Zegras, even on that, what should have been a shoe-in for a better dump, he puts it right on the twig of Dustin Wolf, allows for a better setup.
Oh, a shot! They score! Trevor Zegras, top shelf! To the left of Wolf, and the Ducks have tied up the game 1-1.
What a shot by Trevor Zegras. He goes shelf on the short side, and it's going to take that type of shot to beat Dustin Wolf. He's been phenomenal all game long, but number 11 for your good guys. He ties this one up, and once again, just a beauty of a shot.
As you said, a beauty of a shot there.
Yeah, and you know what? Good on Z for putting me in my place there after I criticized him on that dump there on the initial entry. And, yeah, you're at a point in this game where, look, you got to keep all the dumps away from the goaltender. Of course, you put it on the goalie's stick behind the net. That just makes their breakout that much easier. But boy, it was the recovery. Wolf gets it behind the net, and it was the forecheck that all brewed into something special. And it was one of those things where, and you can tell, I was like calling the play as I saw it. I slowed down because I knew something good was going to happen, right? So anyways, good happened.
Tie game after that Zegras goal. But Calgary would counter back with two of their own. Sharangovich getting the first and Matt Coronato getting the next one. It was a 3-1 game. And at that point, it got pretty quiet in Honda Center before Frank Vatrano cut that lead in half. A one-timer off a nice pass from Olin Zellweger.
Now it comes back out high. They wanted to get it to Uyghur, but it's broken up by Anaheim, who now is in a hurry to get a quick one. A shot, score! Well, ask and you shall receive. A one-time blast there by the Ducks have put him right back in the game. It's 3-2 after the score from Frank Petrano.
Well, the root cause of that play was just unbelievable patience in the neutral zone from Troy Terry. He stops up, and then he manages to just gain some room there on the far side. He slides it over first to Ryan Strome. Ryan Strome with a beautiful backhand to Olin Zellweger in the slot area. And Zelly makes a sauce pass. That's one of the better sauces I've seen in a while. Frank Petrano goes roof with the one-time bomb.
Wow. Fans hang on. A shot. The Ducks score right from the faceoff. They drop the puck. The Ducks come in to score the tying goal at 3-3, just seconds after they got their second tally. And the Anaheim Ducks and Cutter Gauthier are having a celebration here after Carlson set. Cutter Gauthier up to get the tying goal. And can you believe all of this?
Well, that was quite the sequence. You think Frank Petrano, okay, the Ducks are within one, and then all of a sudden, quickly, Cutter Gauthier ties it up. And it seemed like Dustin Wolf might have been a little shaken up, not physically, but just maybe not mentally ready for that one.
You're definitely right on that one. And who was it that shot the puck on the near side that totally fooled him? It was right on the hash marks on the near side. And at least a perimeter shot. I don't know if it went off his helmet.
Glove. Yes.
Bounced awkwardly up high, but it's just one that should have been a routine save. And, you know, that point you just made, I look back to that play and said, yeah, you know what? He was frazzled there. Mm-hmm. And that's saying something. It's a guy who has really put this Flames team on his back there and gave them an opportunity at a late push for the wild card. You know, of course, it seems as if they're going to come up short of making one of those wild card spots. But I tell you what, this was just a game in which the Calgary Flames definitely needed both points. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you knew it was a goal, right, for the Anaheim Ducks to get back to that 500 record. And here they are.
Let's hear how this one ended. And it was Cutter Gauthier getting the overtime winner. So let's have Steve take it away.
Back to center come the Flames. Here they come towards Annette. Backlund knocked down on a check. Here comes Anaheim back. 3:55 to go. Leo Carlson in front of the net. A shot. They score! This happened. The Ducks win the game in overtime with 3:49 left. 4-3 the final, and they mob Cutter Gauthier.
Well, I'll tell you how it happened, Steve. On the far side, great wide speed by Leo Carlson. Then he stops up. He stops up on a dime, sends it east-west to Cutter Gauthier, who unleashes a bomb that beats netminder Dustin Wolf far side high. And then he pulls off the heartbreaker, Selly. Oh, yeah.
And that might have been one of the most exciting parts of that whole series, was seeing him do that, Selly.
Patrick Kane made that celebration very famous there. Yep. During some of his cup runs there with the Chicago Blackhawks. And, oh, yeah, sliding on the knees, OT. That's vintage Patty Kane. And look who we got. We got a young, up-and-coming future superstar in Cutter Gauthier. When you can rip a puck like that, it's just, yep. You know, there's not too many guys who, speaking of that game-tying goal, can rip a puck on the ice and be so confident in doing so. It's a shot that very few try. He got it down again on that shot for the game tire, but and then, you know, he unleashes just from way deep. I mean, that was top of the circles, and it's just such a fast
snapshot that these goalies have a tough time reading. It comes off quicker than they're used to.
I've enjoyed watching him shoot the puck this year, and I know Ducks fans are going to love it for many more years to come. Cutter Gauthier, the third rookie in Ducks history to record multiple goals in consecutive games. He joins Trevor Zegras and Bobby Ryan in that company. Emmer, it's a win.
Oh, you're sliding this over onto my desk here. I look forward to reading this one, especially on an ending like that. The Anaheim Ducks won. It's time to fly together to McDonald's tomorrow. And we're all going to have a little bit more pep in our step going to Mickey D's after this one. SoCal residents can get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app. McDonald's app, download and registration required at participating McDonald's.
All right, and before we go to break, Emmer, we did get a request. Stevie on Twitter is asking, can we get a yeah, baby from Emerson Edom? This one deserves it.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
All right, we'll be back after these messages.
Get cool style, passenger, and cargo space, plus big savings with the fully electric Honda Prologue on sale now at your helpful Honda dealer. Save thousands with 0% APR financing, plus get home charging installation credits. And Prologue is backed by Honda with dealerships in your neighborhood for service. The 2024 Honda Prologue with 0% APR financing. Don't miss it. Search your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details for well-qualified buyers offer ends 4/30/25.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The Stanley Cup Playoffs Bracket Challenge is back.
Oh, yeah, baby!
And now it's time to take your shot. Face off against family and friends. And see if you can predict this year's playoffs. Can you pick the perfect bracket and claim the ultimate prize? A trip to a 2025-26 NHL event. Sign up today for a chance to win exclusive prizes at nhl.com/bracket.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Hey Ducks fans, join the Wild Wings Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health. Get exclusive access to member-only parties, an awesome kit packed with giveaways, prizes, and more. It's the coolest club in Orange Country. Visit anaheimducks.com/kidsclub for more information.
Welcome back to our post-game coverage of this Ducks win here tonight at Honda Center, 4-3 in overtime over the Calgary Flames. And a big part of this was Ducks netminder Ville Husso. So we're going to head down to the locker room now to hear what he had to say.
How'd that one feel? I mean, to kind of backstop the guys for so long and have them kind of reward you there at the end?
Yeah, I know. Winning is always fun, and made it interesting there at the end. They made it 3-1, and then we still found a way to come back, and it's big win for the boys, and tells about the group a lot, like never giving up. And I mean, I've been here a short time, but it's just a good group of guys, and play for each other, so big win.
You had to kill six penalties, too. Does he, did you get better after each one? Does it give you more confidence when you kill him like that?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, guys done a really good job on the PK, and for a goalie, it's like you know where the shots are coming, so it's, you know, kind of easier for you, and six kills is pretty good.
And how about that 2-on-1 you had to stop? It was like in the middle of the game.
Yeah, just another save, I would say. I think it was a Kadri. He scored a couple on 2-on-1s that low club, so I was kind of, you know, just that was back of my head, and just made a save.
You've only been here a short time, but seeing someone like Cutter Gauthier, he's got such a dangerous shot. You face him in practice. What's it like to see him kind of zipping that through the net?
Yeah, all these young guys, like, they are all unbelievable players, and it's been fun to be with them with the practice, and challenge every day for the goalies, for sure.
What just as far as the pace of the game? It seemed like it was very structured and congested, and it really opened up in the back half of the game.
Yeah, sometimes it happens. I think we were not our best in the first two, and then between the periods, we were like, gotta jump in a little bit, and unfortunately, they scored two first and third, and then we came back, and just, you know, one of those crazy games, but happy to get the win.
Thank you.
All right, we heard Husso there giving major props to all the young players and how fun it's been to practice with them, being around them as well. But very calm, just well-spoken guy, and that's the first time actually we've had him on the post-game show, so good to have him as a part of this one. But Emerson, some of your thoughts?
You know what, probably my favorite part of that interview where he commended the guys for just being a quality group of individuals, mm-hmm. right? He said he hasn't been here for very long, but you could just tell in his voice that he really enjoys that locker room, and it's a testament to Ratko Gudas and Ryan Strome, Troy Terry, all the guys, of course, John Gibson. This goes on and on about just quality guys that are just steering the ship in the right direction here. You don't come back like that without great leadership. I mean, it just really takes some being intuitive in the moment, taking it shift by shift, second by second, in order to come back like that. And he stated a lot of, you know, why that transpired in that interview.
Let's get over to our text line now. Emmer, here's some of everyone else's thoughts on this game here tonight. Daniel from Corona: I love this team so much. They never give up. I keep saying it, but this team is going to be scary next season. Now let's go get another win tomorrow night in LA. Yeah, you have to remember that this is a back-to-back. The team probably, you know, learning some lessons from this one. Penalties certainly can't be taking that many against LA.
Well, you got this feeling that, you know, if the same type of game is being played by the Anaheim Ducks tomorrow, they might not squeeze a win out of a game like this, right? Mm-hmm. It's just you're down. You're down by two, and you know, the longer you wait, the harder it gets. And I tell you what, if they don't have a better start and more shot volume and just overall better play, especially early on in the game, it's going to be a difficult game against a Kings team who they're just finding ways to win. And you have Kuzmenko now on the top line with Adrian Kempe and Anze Kopitar, who's just added a boost in play, as if those two guys needed any more help, right? So this is a team, the Kings team, getting ready for playoffs. They're playing their best hockey of the season. It's going to be a tough one. But, look, you know that the Ducks are going to go into that one playing that much better, right? Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, hopefully they shook off all the rust. I don't know. Optional skate, maybe we'll see what happens. Morning time. But, I mean, this was a tough win. It was a bruising performance. You have a couple of high sticks. You had Ratko Gudas, of course, early on in the game, getting a twig. A couple other guys getting banged up throughout this one. So just got to get the ice packs, get the heat pads on the lower back, and get ready for tomorrow's tell, because that Kings game, it's not going to be easy.
Wasn't sure what was going to happen after that first period with Ratko Gudas when he left early, ended up coming back in. But he looked like he was in a lot of pain. I mean, you spoke to just how tough of a guy he was. So good that he was able to come back. But, you know, that's a difference maker in your lineup. And a guy like Jacob Trouba, maybe he'll be ready to go tomorrow night. Certainly that would also help on the back end against a Kings team.
Yeah, not too often you see a guy like Ratko Gudas, who's as tough as they come, kind of squirm on the ice in agony and pain. He's kicking his legs, holding his face. That must have hurt. He doesn't pretend, that's for sure. And, you know, he got back in there to no surprise and finished off the game strong.
All right, let's get another message in here. Fizz said, beauty comeback. That Leo Cutter connection is sweet. Yeah, and, you know, we had Cutter on as a part of the pregame show today talking about just his success this season. But he wants to see the team's success, and it's got to feel good after this game tonight. He has his offensive output, but also they get the win.
Yeah, you said it. We've heard that over and over about him not overly caring about the individual accolades, him wanting the team to succeed. And of course, if the team succeed, a guy who's playing on that line with Leo and Killer is likely going to be a big part of those outcomes and those wins, right? So team first, and he said that on many occasions. But yeah, the chemistry, right? We've been waiting for this chemistry to blossom for a while now. It's been coming along last few games. Now they're really just starting to want to find one another, right? First on the game-tying goal, make it three apiece. I mean, how about that cut-in from Leo Carlson there on the near side? He cuts in, then he dishes it far side to Cutter, and then it's kind of the same but on the opposite side where just he's got speed for days. The last thing you're going to do or think he's going to do with that type of speed is pull up. He does indeed, and then just a perfect pass right in the wheelhouse of Cutter Gauthier finishes off for that OT goal. Even better, Selly. How about that, Selly?
I mean, what a night here at Honda Center. The Ducks only one more home game in this building. That's going to be on Sunday against Colorado. So not too many games left in SoCal, but of course they'll still be in SoCal tomorrow with that game against the Kings before they finish off the season on the road. We're going to send it to break, but before we do, Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count.
Big 12 Radio is now streaming on TuneIn. Listen to 24/7 coverage of all things around the Big 12 Conference and beyond, from live games to sports talk and analysis, coach and player interviews, and more.
58-yard attempt for the win. Snap, placement.
Oh, he's got it!
Stay connected to the college sports landscape with Big 12 Radio. Just search for Big 12 Radio or tell your device to listen to Big 12 Radio on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
When that goal siren goes off, it just hits right. And now you can hear a different kind of buzzer, thanks to TuneIn's exclusive Jeopardy! Stations. Stream iconic moments from past episodes on Jeopardy! Classic Station.
What is the organ?
Or stream full episodes with modern champions on the flagship Jeopardy! Station.
Gotcha.
What is a parrot?
All right on the same device when you're listening to Duck Stream. Ready to test your knowledge? Buzz in right here on TuneIn.
Live NFL games are streaming on TuneIn.
Football is on TuneIn.
TuneIn has my sports.
Still working through this secondary. And a touchdown.
Plus, listen to Thursday night, Sunday night, and Monday night football for free.
Touchdown!
Plus, catch live sports talk on ESPN Radio between games so you can stay locked in all season long.
They've got two great running backs, do a really good job with the play action.
Ready to hit the field? Just go to the NFL page on TuneIn to start listening today.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Haven't I heard from
you? And some songs you might not expect.
R-E-S-P-C-T.
That's from the Garth catalog. We got it all.
Thunder Road.
The stories, the Garth Channel. Search the Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play the Garth Channel.
TuneIn is bringing people together through radio.
I need a
Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover, interested in what's going on around the world,
I'm not
going
to answer hypothetical questions, number one, and
or want to catch your team's live play-by-play. It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
Welcome back. It's been multi-goal games now for consecutive games for Cutter Goche. Two goals tonight, two goals in the Ducks game against the Oilers on Monday. So with the fantastic play we've been seeing out of him, it's only fitting that he was one of the people to speak down in the locker room. Let's hear what he had to say about this win.
Just what's that rush like at the end of the period, you know, to score? I mean, with you 9 seconds between, what was the time goal like?
Yeah, awesome. Frank got us on the board there, or so was he. Then great play with Frank, and was fortunate enough to get the puck all along with Wolf and was able to bury it. So just the energy in the rink, the energy on the bench, it was great for us, and definitely a surreal feeling.
What is the confidence in your shot right now? Because obviously four goals in two games, and tonight just blazing again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to shoot as much as I can. You know, coach has been harping on us that we don't shoot pucks enough. So I'm trying to make up for some of the guys that don't like to shoot it as much. So just trying to get pucks on net and hopefully they go in. So
Leo set you up the two goals tonight, set you up the other net too. Feels like you guys are really getting that kind of synergy that maybe you guys didn't have at the beginning of the season playing together.
Yeah, definitely. Him and I became really close friends over the course of these last, you know, 7-8 months during the season here, and he's been a great person to, you know, kind of go through the first NHL season in the grind, and it's been great bouncing ideas off of him, and it's been super fun playing with him. He's one heck of a player.
Particularly with Leo, I mean, the both of you are so just so fast. What is it like playing with that speed, especially in that overtime when you have so much space?
Yeah, I mean, anytime we can use our speed against defenders, we're looking to do it. He's really good at transporting the puck and skating through the neutral zone. I just try to keep up with him at some times to try to get a shot on net. So the more times we can use it, you know, the better for us. So we're going to look forward to doing that these last four games here.
You've been pretty hot. Two goals last game, game winner, another goal tonight. Is it something you've been doing differently, shooting a lot?
I don't think anything's going differently. I've always been a shooter this year. Maybe pucks weren't getting so lucky earlier in the year, maybe through the year, but glad they're going in now.
It seemed like tonight you were forcing an issue a little with your skating. The 2-on-1 where you set up one.
Cutter has always been a shooter. We knew that back in his college days at Boston College, getting a lot of goals scored at the college level. But now he's translating that to the NHL level, and it helps, as he said, a guy like Leo Carlson to bounce ideas off of. Two guys that are going to be just stars for this Ducks team.
Yeah, and look, he's a guy that if that combination gets going, which if we point to tonight as being evidence of what's to come, I mean, look, I said early on in the game that Leo Carlson, if he's going to be a point-a-game guy, which he is obviously all the potential to be that and so much more, he's going to have to have a supporting cast that's right bearing when he gives those beautiful dishes to them. And just two beautiful feeds from Leo. He can do that night in, night out, shift in and shift out. He's done that since last season, but now he's got a guy who knows, with that type of bomb, maybe Cutter's going to be a 50-goal scorer. I mean, that shot is something else. For him to ring off the post there from way deep, I mean, he could have done even more damage than he did. So it's all good stuff.
Cutter and Leo, the two guys on the score sheet tonight with 2 points for the Anaheim Ducks. A couple more texts on our text line before we wrap things up. First message here, I'm not one to usually complain about the refs, and I don't think I have in months. Having said that, that was one of the worst called games of the season. I don't know if Kelly Sutherland and crew want to prove a point of some kind, but if you believe in karma, determination, or both, that's how our boys won tonight. Husso played great, and our kids did too. Bring on the 25-26 season. Well, you think about that play in the third period. Frank Vetrano didn't get the call there. Resulted, Calgary kept going. They score. That's one thing I think about, I guess.
Yeah, look, I think battling adversity is just it's something that individual players go through. It's something that teams go through. The Frank Vetrano play, it just, I don't know how that's not, you know, blown down. He's getting hold, and it's in the offensive zone too. Like, he's pressuring, he gets held up there in the neutral zone. I can't believe, especially with how many non-calls or at least calls that went the way of Calgary, just think that it's like, okay, now they're going to even it up. Okay, with that one, they're going to even it up. But not only that one, but there has been there was some other times where just missed calls. But it's all about, you know, leadership, right? How do you not slam the gate? How do you consume that energy into focusing on the controllables? And that's going out and tried to stay positive and doing what they did. And once again, if they get frustrated, they get even more bent out of shape. And, there was frustration on the bench. We saw it. But obviously not enough to throw them off that much. So I couldn't agree more. I mean, as fun as a game is that to watch, incredibly frustrating with some of the non-calls.
Yeah, and it does at least feel good that the Ducks were able to, of course, get this win tonight, but that they were so determined in those final 5 minutes. It felt like a different game in the end of that third period. Yes, you tie the game up, but it started before that, like you were saying, with the young man on the Jumbotron, but even just the energy shift, you could feel, hey, we need to get going. We're stuck in our own zone. They started forechecking a lot better and getting pucks through.
Yeah, and the tough one was the Oliver Shillington. That penalty, he stopped moving his feet. So there were some ones where it's clear as day, but there was also some ones that should have just went the good guy's way more.
One more message here before we wrap up this postgame show. Read from Buena Park, the Ducks erupted late in the third and cut right through those flames. Didn't have much going offensively most of the night, but really made their rush chances count. Big credit to Ville Husso and the penalty kill for keeping the Ducks in the game. 12 for 12 on the kill the last two games. Good stat there. And a fun fact, the Ducks are 13-1-1 this season when Cutter Gauthier scores a goal.
Holy, I mean, how about that for a stat? Some multiple big stats there. And I don't know, are we segueing yet into our final quack?
Okay. Yeah, bring the final quack
and,
out.
And it ties in.
Okay,
because
let's hear it.
My final quack, look, Frank Vetrano, I mean, how good do we feel that he got on the board? It's been a tough stretch for Frank Vetrano. He's used to scoring a whole lot more than he has this last stretch. And, to see him in his spot, right in his office, I mean, AD, it has been some time. His last goal, you have to go all the way back to March 11th versus Washington. That's
almost a month.
Yes. And, that monkey's off his back. So, you know what? My final quack, Frankie V, one of my favorite guys off the ice, top of the list as far as on ice, fun to watch. Love the bomb he's got as far as a shot. It's so good to see him back on the board and hopefully ketchup bottle, right? Hopefully he's just clanging that glass, the side of that thing, and it ends up flowing out here this next in last games of the season.
Yeah, we don't have too many of them left, but would be good to see that roll over into the next couple games. I think my final quack is just going to be, let's remember that game right before the Four Nations face-off, that excitement of that Ducks win over L.A. Bring that back. Maybe don't give us the heart attack that it did in that game. Let's keep it a little more consistent. Maybe keep it in regulation, something along those lines. But this is a good start here tonight, getting this win, rolling into tomorrow.
Yeah, look, hey, we know if it does go into shootout, we got some guys who can really, let's not forget Mason McTavish there on that late between the legs goal there in the shootout last time. Look, we got guys that can get it done at all times of the game. So looking forward to it.
Well, hey, you can join us tomorrow for that game. It's a 7:00 start, so we'll have the pregame coverage at 6:30. And the three of us, Emmer, me, and Steve, We'll be in LA. We will be live in the booth. So it's going to be a fun one tomorrow night, as it always is, in the freeway face-off. But if you want to stick around and listen to the fun one that was here tonight at Honda Center, an overtime win over the Calgary Flames, the final score 4-3 for your Anaheim Ducks. You can listen to that replay of Stephen Emmer's call on the other side of this commercial break. Otherwise, for Emerson Edom, I'm Alexis Downey. Thank you for joining us here on the post-game show talking about this Ducks win here tonight. Make sure to join us back tomorrow at 6:30 and enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.